Your North Iowa News continues on KCHA. The city of Nashua is looking for citizen input on the future of law enforcement service in town. The city discontinued its police department in 2019 and currently contracts with the Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office to provide 1,750 hours of law enforcement presence in Nashua at $75 per hour for a total cost of just over $131,000 for the current fiscal year ending June 30th. The county has proposed an increase of 2% for the new fiscal year starting July 1st, which would bring the total cost to almost $134,000. Thus, the city is exploring the cost of law enforcement and wants residents within city limits to determine how much police protection the city needs against how much the city's 2026-2027 fiscal year budget should be allocated to the cost of that service. Mayor Shelley Weiss says the City Council, as representatives of the City of Nashua residents, would like guidance from the residents to help determine that balance. We also think it's important for City of Nashua residents to understand what services the city is getting and what services are not offered as part of the contract with the Sheriff's Department. The city has been soliciting for that participation, though no deadline was given for citizens' response. Still, Weiss notes time is definitely a contributing factor because both the city and the county need to accurately allocate budget funds. Weiss adds the city may also put out a survey for residents to weigh in. Contact the city at 641-435-4156 for more information. A North Iowa man was arrested after he allegedly stole a pickup truck and led law enforcement on a brief pursuit that ended in a crash. According to the Mason City Police Department, a resident reported his truck stolen from the River 2 Apartments in the 200 block of 2nd Street Southwest about 12:30 Sunday morning. MCPD says the vehicle, a 2019 Ford Ranger, had been left running and unattended. The theft was reported within 5 minutes, and officers quickly located the truck near 5th Street and South Monroe Avenue. Police attempted to stop the vehicle, but it accelerated away. During the pursuit, the driver lost control of the truck, striking a median and a light pole before driving through an empty parking lot and coming to a stop in a yard near 6th Street and South Adams Avenue. MCPD conducted a high-risk vehicle stop and took 38-year-old Caleb Martinez Presby of Mason City into custody. Presby complained of a leg injury suffered in the crash and was transported by Mason City fire medics to Mercy One North Iowa Medical Center for evaluation. At the hospital, officers executed a search warrant to collect a body specimen from Presby for suspicion of operating the vehicle while impaired. After medical clearance, Presby was taken to the Cerro Gordo County Jail. He has been charged with theft of a vehicle, driving while suspended, and failure to maintain control. An OWI charge is pending the results of the toxicology testing. The incident remains under investigation. Floyd County ISU Extension will host an Understanding Cash Grain Market Contracts workshop tomorrow night. Eric Weave is a farm management field specialist with ISU Extension. He says the program offers assistance to farmers just getting into cash grain market contracts or don't know where to start.
Just understanding some of the basic terminology is important. How we tie a grain marketing plan back to our cost of production, looking in and exploring some of those cash contracts that ultimately reduce price risk and risk exposure, right? And then kind of put it that in a big picture and what we call the grain marketing matrix, and just kind of deciding what cash contracts are going to be helping offset the risks that I think I see out there in the market.
Weave says the end goal is reaping as much profit as possible.
We're just trying to minimize our risk while trying to capture as much of profit or a higher selling price as possible, right?
Which, Weave adds, takes on more significance for farmers in an uncertain ag environment.
The challenge is just trying to figure out where a good price is, right? Where we find ourselves in production agriculture, markets and margins are really tight, and markets aren't really allowing a lot of profitability. And oftentimes that leads to some uncertainty, right? Do I sell now and not lock in a better profit? Are things going to get better? I've got bills coming due as we get into prepay season and some of that. And so a lot of things are floating around in that world of uncertainty.
Tomorrow night's workshop starts at 5:30 in the Extension office in downtown Charles City and includes supper provided by Valero. Admission is free, but pre-registration is preferred by calling 641-228-1453. Find more details at Floyd County Extension and Outreach on Facebook. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship and the USDA Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service have detected a case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in North Iowa. The bird flu has been discovered in a mixed species flock in Kossuth County. The flock includes game bird pheasants and backyard chickens. This is Iowa's first detection of bird flu within domestic birds in 2026. Officials say it remains safe to enjoy eggs and poultry products. As a reminder, consumers should always properly handle and cook eggs and poultry products, including cooking to an internal temperature of 165 degrees. Tonight on 95.9 KCHA, it's the Cyclone Coaches Corner Show from 6:30 till 8 o'clock. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.